As I tape this, it may be cold in Minnesota, but we have some wonderful opportunities here at St. Philip the Deacon to warm your heart and soul. And today I would like to tell you about them. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are taping this in sort of mid-February when it is incredibly cold here in Minnesota. So if you're here in Minnesota, I hope you're keeping warm and safe. If you're somewhere warmer, we would appreciate it if you would send some of that warmth our way before too long. Today, I want to talk about a few calendar items here at St. Philip the Deacon, just to get on your calendar, to get you thinking about them, hopefully attend some of these things. The first, I'm going to mention three. The first is our new member workshop. We do these periodically throughout the year, and it's a chance to learn about the mission and ministry of St. Philip the Deacon. So if you are interested in hearing more about that and meeting some of the other good people who are thinking about joining in our work here, the next session for that is Monday, February 24th at 6:30 here at the church. So if you have questions about that, feel free to email me or email Cindy Carlson. We will include those email addresses in the description below. But we'd love to see you for that. So that's the first thing I'll say. And then the other two things I will mention are both related to our exceptional music ministry here at St. Philip Deacon. We've talked about that many times, and certainly that's an emphasis for us during worship. But there are all kinds of other ways that we celebrate the gift of music here at this congregation, including through our ongoing Herald Music series. We'll provide a link to that website below, and the next event in that is actually this coming Sunday. So just if you're seeing it before then, probably a couple, 3 days before that concert, that's Sunday, February 23rd, 3 p.m. It will feature the Gustavus Adolphus College Choir, which is one of the exceptional vocal ensembles that there are a number of Lutheran colleges up here in Minnesota and the Upper Midwest with exceptional choral programs. Gustavus is one of them. So please join us for that. Again, that's Sunday, February 23rd, 3 p.m. in the sanctuary here. That event is free and open to the public. And again, it's part of our ongoing Herald Music Series. And then the third and final thing I'll mention, I've tried to lift this up in worship over the last couple, 3 weeks, involves sort of a quirky musical event, which will involve the 100th anniversary of Charlie Chaplin's movie The Gold Rush. Came out in 1925, so we're going to show that movie. It's a silent film, and it will be accompanied. The soundtrack will be created in real time in front of us as we join this gentleman in the sanctuary by a man named Jason Roberts. Jason is a talented organist out of New York City. He's a friend of our own talented organist, Selena Kobetich. He's coming to Minnesota. I hope it's warmer by the time you get here, Jason, specifically to do this one event for us. And so we would love to have people come out and show him a warm Minnesota welcome. So again, this is Jason Roberts on Friday, February 28th, 7 p.m., making a improvised soundtrack to the silent movie The Gold Rush. So again, Friday, February 28th, 7 p.m. in our sanctuary. We hope you'll join us for that. That is free and open to the public, if I didn't say that already. Again, we'd love to have a full house for that. There are all kinds of other opportunities to get together here for learning or fellowship or service. Take a look at our website for them. And again, I realize this is not a particularly deep theological episode, but that's okay. Sometimes it's nice just to be reminded of some of the amazing opportunities on offer here at St. Philip the Deacon. So I hope to see you at one of those. In the meantime, again, if you're in Minnesota, stay warm out there. And until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.